Blog Talk Radio.
Science and technology.
For our regular show, this is our normal show nighttime thing.
As opposed to when we get
we had too much to talk about. Yeah, we had way too much to talk about. And you know what? It's no different this week.
Yeah, we have just as much to talk about. It's just now it's Friday. It's our regular time.
It's crazy out there.
It is. So why don't you tell everybody what we got going on?
First of all, before I forget, because I did forget last time, it was rather stupid. Let me get up the phone number.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, yeah. If you want to call in during the show, it's 713-955-0575.
Yeah, try not to call during the Bible segment.
Unless you don't mind holding.
Right.
Because that's usually when we're peeing.
And today we have some special treats for you, too. We have opened up the chat room, so you can get on and you can chat, right? Bill, how do you get to that?
Go to the Blog Talk Radio site. A link is on our Facebook page. And the chat, you can get to the chat from there.
Right.
Because Susie's monitoring the chat.
And I am in the chat room hanging out.
Also, we have a live feed on YouTube.
We do. Bill decided to call Peggy. Hi.
All right.
It's a little crazy.
Nobody's looking.
I know.
Nobody's
looking. Well, it's good.
That's good.
It's good because I'm shy.
Yeah, I know you are.
Anyhow.
Anyway, protests are still going on. Apparently, that Milo Yukabukajish guy. You know the guy I'm talking about?
Yeah, I think I do.
Milo Yukabukajish?
Yeah.
That guy?
Yeah, that guy.
Anyway, apparently he's been protested. He tweeted out, I guess, or was it Berkeley or something? And he's like, I'm safe. We were in danger because everybody ran in and overran his speaking thing.
Right.
And basically violently threatened him. Yeah. And that was a huge victory for the alt-right. That was a huge victory for Milo and Steve Bannon and all those guys. And if you're doing that, you're helping them. Let me just say that. You are helping them. Because here's the thing. You don't have a right to suppress speech.
Right.
You have a right to speak, but you don't have a right to suppress other speech.
And they can use it as a platform to say, hey, look what they did to us when all we're doing is speaking.
Right. And everybody who says that his free speech rights are not violated, well, first of all, you're wrong. Was he able to speak? Then his free speech rights were violated. And you might have an argument if it's a private university that his First Amendment rights weren't violated. But if it's a public university, you don't. His free speech rights were violated.
And you know, every action has a reaction. And you got Donald Trump talking about how, oh, well, now we're going to pull their funding. You know,
right.
No more funding for them.
That's just the first step. I don't think they'll be able to pull the funding. But here's the thing. And let's look at it this way. The government cannot legally shut Milo down due to a threat of violence from other people.
Right.
Okay, and I checked with Andrew Torres on this. It's called the heckler's veto is the thing. Basically, if I go up and give a speech and I incite my crowd to be violent, then I'm committing a crime. Those are fighting words and you're not allowed to do that. If it's people who disagree with what I'm saying that are getting violent, they can't use the government. In other words, the school, the state,
right,
cannot shut me down because of that.
Right.
Okay, by law. So here it is. You got riots. You got violence going on. The government can't shut down the speaker. Who can they shut down? The protesters.
That's true. That's
so
very true.
So you're going to succeed in silencing speech, and it's going to be yours. Because they don't have anybody else they can go to.
Right.
They can't go after him.
I just want to say hey to Skeptical Belgra in the chat room.
All right.
We have a chatter. I'm so happy.
Welcome to the bar. And that's really all I want to say about that because we said a lot about it last time.
Yeah.
But, you know, we had another incident.
Well, because they still go on. The protests are still going on.
Honestly, I think if this whole, and a lot of people have been advocating it on social media. Yeah, we got to get violent. We broke, break some windows. We'll, you know, punch some Nazis, whatever. Honestly, I think if we go that way, or if enough people go that way,
we're going to lose.
Meaning more than almost none, we will lose. Yeah. The government at some point has got to step in and restore order. And the government's going to decide which side should shut the fuck up.
And they can't wait to step in and restore order.
That's
exactly
what they want.
That's what they're trying to do. That's what we're headed for. That's what our new dictator president is trying to do.
Speaking of the dick.
Tater.
I think that's an insult to Spuds.
I'm sorry.
He gave a little talk at the National Prayer Breakfast. And this is going to be our top story for the day. Anybody wants to comment on it? You know, I gave you the damn number. Check it again. 713-955-0575. And if you missed it, rewind. Anyway. President Trump vowed on Thursday, this is from the New York Times, to overturn a law restricting political speech by tax-exempt churches, a potentially huge victory for the religious right, a gesture to evangelicals, a voting bloc he attracted to his campaign by promising to free up their pulpits.
Yep.
He is promising to repeal the Johnson. He said he's going to totally destroy the Johnson Amendment, which means to repeal it, because I don't think we could actually destroy an amendment. It's like fucking... Like,
the Johnson Amendment...
It's not Alderaan, and you ain't the Empire, is
See,
what I'm saying.
I told you that Star Wars, the analogy was good.
Anyway,
but no, the Johnson Amendment that says that.
Can we talk about the Johnson Amendment?
Yeah. That,
okay, because there's a lot of misperception out there that I've been running into. So let me clear this up.
Can I say what I think it might be?
Go ahead. Say what.
Okay, because that way you can.
It has nothing to do with my penis.
It's that way you can.
Just
tell
gonna
me
put that out there.
Right,
you're not getting confused.
Okay, so I think that the Johnson Amendment says that if you're a leader or if you're representative of a church, then you can't take a political position.
No.
See, I knew
no,
I'd give you a reason to talk.
Good try. Churches are tax-exempt organizations.
Yes.
They are actually 501c3s, just like, say, American Atheists. Let's use them as an example.
Right.
They're also a 501c3.
Right.
The Johnson Amendment says 501c3s can't. And it lists a bunch of things they're not allowed to do, like endorse a political candidate, participate in campaigns, blah, 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 blah. Because they're nonprofits.
Right.
Because in essence, the stockholders of a nonprofit are we the people. There are corporations, basically, legally. That's why they're nonprofit. That's why they don't have to pay taxes. So the problem that churches are having is, what do you mean I can't do that? Of course you can do that. Don't be a 501c3. You can't be a 501c3 and do that, is what the Johnson Amendment says. And what they want is to have a cake and eat it too. They want to be tax-free. They want to be tax-exempt. They want to keep – and churches are even more exempt than your average 501c3. They actually don't have to report who donates to them or how much.
Cool.
So the effect – is this isn't about speech. People can speak. Churches can speak, but you can't speak if you choose to be a 501c3, if you choose the tax exemption, if you choose to never be audited,
right.
Never have to report, you know, because it would destroy, literally destroy campaign finance.
Right, absolutely.
Go on.
Yeah.
Go on.
I mean,
like, for example, when Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump were running for president this last time, you couldn't I think it's $2,000. You, an individual, cannot give more than $2,000 to your campaign.
But a church could. Give a whole bunch.
A church can do a whole bunch. A church could run a campaign for them.
That's true.
You know, like they could go out, they could turn their sanctuary into phone bank 6 days a week and pay for all the phone lines, unlimited amount of money. And nobody can ask where the money came from or who donated.
Skeptical Belgrath says he's fine with getting rid of the Johnson Amendment if and only if churches are not tax exempt.
The kicker is the Johnson Amendment has nothing to do with them being tax exempt. The Johnson Amendment doesn't make them tax exempt. That's the point I'm making. They're tax exempt regardless. The Johnson Amendment actually just regulates what tax exempt organizations can do.
But doesn't that mean that if, like, if a church can support a political candidate, right? then can't like every other 501c3 then?
Yeah.
See? Haha.
Well, that's not a good thing though. Okay? Because all 501c3s are not equal. Like American Atheist reports a list of their donors.
Right.
Churches don't have to.
Oh.
Again, and the contributions to a church are tax deductible. So, in other words, you can give an unlimited amount of money to a political cause through a church.
Through a church, and you don't, and you get to deduct it from your taxes. That's fucked up.
Or a mosque.
That's fucked up.
And there's no saying that, that donations to churches have to come from U.S. citizens. They can come from anywhere.
True. I want to say hi to Chris Sampson and Rammer Jammer who are in the chat room as well. Hi, guys.
Greetings. Welcome to the bar room. So that's the issue with the Johnson Amendment is that it's this unlimited funnel of money that can come from anywhere. Russia, who we know Russia would never fucking interfere with our elections.
Never,
right?
Never, ever.
All they need is a church to funnel money through, and they can put unlimited dollars into our elections, into political activity in the United States. And nobody can even ask where the money came from. So the good counter argument to Christians are, do you really think you and your buddies passing the collection plate can out-dollar Saudi princes?
Yeah, right.
When they're pumping Islam hundreds of billions of dollars in the economy just to promote Islam.
Right. Question in the chat room. Question is, what part does he want to get rid of? Just the church part? Or
The restriction is not specific to churches.
Okay, but can he tear it apart like that? Can he say,
yeah,
we're gonna keep the
rest of... He can't do shit.
Right.
Okay. First of all, let's clarify.
Who does that?
Congress. It would have to be a legislative action.
But they could say, okay, all the rest of you 501c3s, you can't support a political candidate, but churches can?
They could do that, yeah.
Wow.
They could exempt churches from it.
That would suck butt.
It absolutely could. But it would have to, again, it would have to include mosques and any other religion.
That would totally suck butt.
But it doesn't help us for American Atheists to be able to endorse a candidate. It really doesn't. Or, you know, Reform Religion Foundation. It just doesn't. Because, again, you're talking tons of freaking untracked money. And campaign finance, all our campaign finance laws would become meaningless. You simply pump the money through churches.
Right.
You can set up a church to pump the money through.
Yeah.
I mean, and they can't really question it. They don't question whether a church is a church.
Sure.
I think they should. I think all 501c3s should be treated the same. You know, that's my opinion.
So, in essence, this is just a very bad idea. Another very bad
idea. This is such a huge idea that I think if they succeed in this, that puts us close to losing, like, overall, just done. They will own politics forever. Because there's so much unregulated money that will go through. And these churches can do whatever the hell they want with it.
Hopefully that's not going to happen.
Yeah. See, that, it's not really about speech. It's not about, oh, Joe Preacher stand up there and say, vote for Trump. It's not about that. He's not supposed to do that. That's a violation. However, but has anybody ever been called on that? No.
The thing is and you know, I think... President Trump is so simple-minded that maybe he thinks that's what it is.
Now, do you remember last year, well, around election time, there was a church that was saying, vote Trump,
and was providing
a bus and everything?
Yeah, I think I remember something like that.
But only for people who wanted to go vote for Trump?
Right.
That church was not a 501c3. It's not mandatory for a church to be a 501c3. That church, because that's what it came down to, because when I looked into it, turns out, and the preacher or pastor or whatever he calls himself even said, we're not tax exempt. He pays taxes on everything he takes in.
Then you're
you
really
can
screwed.
Do this, then you can do that.
But the money can be funneled in the same way.
No. You still got to file a tax return. There's still a way to track that money. Right?
I guess, but what kind of... Are they going to say, like, certain money's bad money? Like,
well, at least we'll know, you know, if Russia or China is dumping a bunch of freaking money into a
right
thing, we can point to that. It'll help.
Right.
It's better than nothing. But so what it is they want to have their cake and eat it too. They want all the privileges of being
so
not tax exempt.
Do you want to keep your Johnson?
Yeah, I want my Johnson. Help save my Johnson.
Help save Bill Johnson.
Well, it's not just Bill Johnson. It's everybody's Johnson.
Help save everybody.
It's the Johnson for the Johnson is for everybody. That's what I say. And that's what I'll be saying at ReasonCon 3 in
Johnson
just a few
is
weeks.
For everybody.
Right?
Okay.
What are we, about 8 weeks out from prison country?
About?
Yeah. I'll be saying the Johnson's for everybody.
Just saying.
All right, well, that was our top story. And I thought it was important to put it right up front while we're still kind of sober. Shit, I'm running out of beer. I didn't think about the whole video feed. You guys are going
to
see me get up
I'm
going
to have
beer.
To. Yep.
I actually usually send Susie for beer, but you'll see it.
Thanks.
What the hell? It's all out there now, hon.
I know.
So,
keep your Johnson off my politicians. I like it.
So, should we do some stuff? Some of our normal stuff? Some
what
clips,
would you like
perhaps?
To do?
I got some rather long clips. So I guess we should.
Are you going to interrupt them like 100 times? Or are you going to let them?
Of course I'm going to interrupt them like 100 times.
Okay. Well, then let's start them.
Oh, I don't have. Oh, wait. I don't have everything up I need. I'm such a fool.
You got my favorite guy?
I do. But I don't have an intro.
Oh, no.
I know. We are absolutely not doing it without them.
You can't do my favorite guy without his intro. But this is what happens when you're live,
right? This is live. Sorry, guys.
Live and
so let's do it this way. We get the little thing. Pat Robertson on abortion writes, here we go. Okay. Let's address that right there. You have to read the Constitution as a living document because there are things that the framers could not have possibly foreseen. And everybody thinks this.
Right.
Even people who say, I'm a strict constructionalist. I only want the original meaning of the Constitution. Yeah, okay. How about the Second Amendment, baby? Because they didn't mean semi-automatic weapons.
Right.
In fact, they didn't even mean weapons that have percussion caps because they didn't exist.
Because they didn't have them.
And understand, when I'm talking a percussion cap, I'm not talking one in a cartridge. I'm talking one you can put on the black powder rifle. See, we got video.
Yeah,
I have to do it. That you put on the black powder rifle separately. Like, in other words, a Civil War era musket.
To that point, by the way, Chris, yes, there's video. We are on YouTube, apparently. Bill has put us out for the world to see. Don't ask me what curled up his ass.
There's a link to it on our Facebook page. If you want to go to Bar Matthew's Facebook page, you can get there that way.
And you can see Bill doing his
gun. Doing my gesticulating.
Doing his gun thing.
Yeah, I was doing that, yeah. All right, whatever. So anyway, but no, obviously we don't interpret it that way. And we've amended the Constitution quite a few times.
Right, right.
Because some of it was just shit.
Yeah.
And we don't give a fuck what the framers' original. I mean, the framers' original intent that non-free persons were only counted as 3/5. Anybody wasn't free. They intended there to be people here that weren't free.
Right.
So the entire Constitution was written with that in mind. So do we give a fuck what their intent was with regard to that? No. You gotta view the framers as people.
Yeah.
Okay? They were wrong on some shit. They were right on some other shit. We gotta take their ideas. And the ones that have merit, we keep. The ones that don't, we throw out. It's that simple. I don't know why this is a hard thing for patent, but here we go.
Hey, I don't want to interrupt you being live and all, but apparently they're not seeing the video. It says live stream will start soon.
Oh, does it?
When you click the Facebook link. Yeah. So.
Wow, that kind of sucks.
Maybe you could check that out before we listen to more of Mr. Wonderful Pat Robertson.
I was up.
We'll make it up again. Where is he from, by the way?
I wonder. Oh, okay. Maybe it's this.
Do you know where Pat Robertson's from? Because he sounds kind of Southern. I'm just curious.
Oh, look at this.
Please pause for technical assistance.
All right.
Are we up now?
If somebody, if we're up, somebody tell us in the chat room. I think I forgot to hit a button. A button.
Did you forget to hit a button?
Yep. And we're back with Pat Robertson in 3, 2. The lemon case. That is a case. That's not wrong. That's the case that says the government can't become too entangled with religion.
Right.
You know, like government and religion can't really be the same thing. It gives a three-pronged test for how courts decide whether action is permissible. Yeah. It says that Jesus doesn't run our country. So that's what Pat has a problem with.
Yeah, because Pat wants Jesus to run our country.
He does, but wait, it gets better. Oh!
I love fuck you, frustration.
Pat. No, he's going off. He's like, oh, religious freedom case has been so bad. Okay, first of all, let's define what they mean by religious freedom.
I know, I was going to say that religious freedom is not the same thing.
In Pat world, religious freedom is his freedom to discriminate against other people.
Right.
You know, it imprinses upon their rights to not be able to violate other people's rights in Jesus' name, basically.
Hey,
all right, and he's going to say, and he's starting to say, and I cut him off in the middle of it, but that Roe v. Wade was based on some really bad law.
Okay.
Bad thinking.
Now, before you turn Pat back on, apparently more of our technical difficulties, which we will iron out, I promise. But apparently, when you play when the video works, they can't hear Pat.
That's probably true. No, I don't know.
So.
I don't know. That one we're gonna have to work on.
Yeah.
So you might want to just like have both up. Yeah, I don't know, because you can get the audio on Blog Talk and.
Yeah, because I can't hear.
It might be a little out of sync that way, but sorry. Anyway, let's finish with Pat here. Yeah, they made up shit that didn't exist. He's right.
Right.
Like the fact that women are people. Yeah, he kind of threw that in. Yeah, they just made that up out of the whole cloth. Like, a uterus is actually part of a woman, and she has a right to have to say what happens to it. Yeah, they made that shit up. They did. They did, honestly, because before that, that wasn't the case. That wasn't under the law anyway.
Okay, I think we have to address the not hearing Pat. Because, yeah. They can't hear the audio when you play the video.
And when you play the video.
And then can't hear on either Blog Talk or YouTube.
Really?
Of course, Chris is okay with not hearing Pat Robertson, but.
You can't hear any of my audio then.
You guys can't hear any of his audio at all?
All right, well, let's just pause here.
Well, I figure we can work out a kink or two. You don't mind, right?
We have to. What are we going to do? All right, let's play some stuff then. Here you go. Do you hear this?
What is that? Okay, do you guys hear the clip that he's playing right now?
Do you hear that?
No, they didn't hear nothing.
Not over either one of them, huh?
Not over either one, guys. Well, you know, no Religion Required had these problems.
Wow, that's kind of messed up. Don't know how I'm going to fix that on the fly.
So,
I never mind.
If you turn off the video, they might be able to hear.
Let's try it.
Okay. We're going to try to turn off the video. So sorry, you won't be able to see us. But then tell us if you can hear the clips.
Yeah, because that's fucked up.
She just said he's thinking about calling.
You might have to, man.
Yeah. I know what this is.
Well, yeah, but can anybody else hear it?
Oh, so Skeptical said they couldn't hear it before we turned on the video. You guys didn't hear.
So my clips suddenly aren't coming through Blog Talk, is what you're telling me. I guess so. Oh, wow. Shit, that sucks, because they did work before.
That does suck.
Yeah, that's probably an unrelated to the video problem.
Right.
Fucking Blog Talk.
Weren't you talking to Shujin earlier and trying to fix all this crap?
No.
I was going to try to blame Shujin. Sorry.
I can't blame Shujin.
But, well, they can hear us. He said check the audio routing loop back.
No, it's working. It's working. It's an internet thing. It has something to do with Blog Talk.
Skeptical Dogross says, Trump passed a new executive order banning audio from Pat Robertson.
Yeah, really, because I'm recording. I'm recording as well, and it's recording it. So the loopback's fine. There's no reason it shouldn't be playing through here. We tested this before. Because the last, three shows we've done?
Right. The only thing different that we did this show was
so, well, I guess that's kind of weird because, I don't know why it's not working. So I guess we won't do clips. Let's not do any clips then.
Okay, we just won't do clips. So what are we going to do?
We're going to talk about something else.
That's non-clippy.
That's non-clippy. And we'll try to figure out why that's not working because it doesn't make sense. Well, I could turn the video back on, but I already shut all that down, so sorry. Religious right activist, Linda Harvey. Feminists worship a goddess who requires child sacrifice. See, there don't have to be clips. There don't have to be clips here.
That's crazy.
I know, right? You know, you're live on camera.
Don't freak out. I thought you said you turned off the camera.
I did.
So then don't scare Barbara. Like,
I just want her to know that whenever she walks in here in the future, she goes, hey, Barbara.
Can you fix that problem for him? Thank you.
All right. This show sucks so bad.
It doesn't.
It does.
What do you guys terrible. You guys think the show sucks? We have 5 people in the chat room that
all right.
They don't think it sucks because if they say that it sucks, I might have to.
Hey, we got a call. Maybe I probably should call.
10-1 Yep.
Welcome to the bar room, area code 716.
Motherfucker, you going to go ahead and blame me for this shit? I had nothing to do with this.
I know, right? I told her it wasn't you.
I can't hear him.
Oh, really?
Yeah, we're at some volume. It's just weird. I can hear you. It's impossible what? Because our headphones are on a splitter.
Okay, I can hear him just barely. Unless I'm totally going deaf.
I don't know, man. For everybody else, which for what it's worth, we did try out earlier, and it was working fine through Skype. Now, theoretically, they should be the same audio pathway as compared to the YouTube and for Blog Talk. Now, the problem is somewhere to go with where the audio from your video, the video clips that you guys are playing, trying to feed that into everything else, how that got screwed up in between the time when, you know, last we talked. I'm going to blame your cat.
You know, I don't even think it's that. It's, it worked fine last week.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh, I'd like to say, by the way, the video does work. Apparently, we are still on video.
All right.
And the people listening can't hear Shujin call.
I'm sure they can.
Really?
Are they not supposed to?
Can't tell you. It doesn't fucking work.
Okay,
well, that
so
is
this
very,
will
very
take
weird.
A couple things to get right.
Well,
but,
this is really.
It doesn't
have
work,
you tried
it?
Turning it off and turning it back on again?
Yeah, let me just reboot.
Yeah. It works every time.
No, But my audio wouldn't feed through Blog Talk. That doesn't make sense. Because it worked fine last 3 shows, 4 shows, whatever. At least we think
it
did.
All right.
No,
well.
It's been working. Yeah, it's been working fine before this time out. And like I said, I'm watching you right now. I'm watching the video stream over on YouTube, which, by the way, hi. Yes, I'm waving at you. I see all the guys over there in Blog Talk Radio's chat. I'm not listening over there. And, you know, otherwise everything looks like it should be copacetic.
Yeah.
Grammar Jammer says everyone lift your glasses in the bar room and drink.
So we're still, yeah, I guess we are still on video. I don't know.
We're still on video, and we're having a good time, even if we are having technical difficulties.
We are just having technical difficulties with the output of the wait.
Wait. Oh, what? There's a little light bulb that's going on right now. Ding, ding. If he fixes it, everybody laughs.
I wonder.
See, by the way, Susie, if you guys are going to keep that camera, we need to move your microphone because I can't see you otherwise. All I've got is
this big
black fuzzy thing in front of your mouth. And
okay, look,
that's,
I didn't want the camera in the first place.
Okay, did anybody still watching the video? Tell me if you can hear. Let's pick something good.
Well, I turn on the audio so that I can be listening there. Yeah, now I can hear myself on the output.
Yeah, you can
God
hear you
the thunder,
now,
I hear him.
And I hear Thor. Good job, babe. You have
fuck you, name,
fixed
baby.
It.
Fuck you, Trump.
High five.
Fuck Trump. Really.
Can I get a toast now, please? We are on camera and you can hear your clip.
Yep. As a matter of fact, I'll go ahead and I'll toast you with my coffee right now. That's exactly the way to do it.
Yay. So we're good.
Yeah.
So, you want to get back to Pat?
Yeah, it was. All right, I figured it out.
Susan, my hero. It
was pulling from
your
the wrong
luck.
Mic. And I'll bet our audio, sounded super shitty for them.
Well, now I hope it sounds better.
Because they weren't hearing from these mics. They were hearing from the laptop mics.
Ooh.
Yeah. I know, right?
So we're all good now. Woo-woo.
So do we want to go back to Linda Harvey? Or?
Who's that?
No, I think what you should do is go back to bad-mouthing me again because I want to hear all this shit that you've got to talk about me now. Thanks.
Dude, we totally sang your praises last show.
Oh, man.
That's all you get.
Yes, you did. Yes, you did. Show. Yes, I do. Yes, I have.
I'm eating pizza, by the way. Not that I'm letting you guys know by the whole chomping I'm eating pizza, but I'm eating pizza.
Exactly.
That's okay.
So, can we go back to the damn... show. We do our show now.
We're going to do our show now. Shujin, you're going to stay online.
Okay.
You're going to hang up and listen to the show.
I'm going to listen to the show because I basically want to see how much you're going to badmouth me after I get away from you.
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
Just wait and fucking see.
Thanks for calling, babe.
Thanks for calling, man.
Hey.
All right. Linda Harvey, we're back on her. Okay. Here's what she said. I'm just going to read this to you, and I want you to react. We want Susie to react to this.
Oh, wait, I have to do something for them.
No.
No?
Fuck them. Keep the mic near your mouth.
But can I keep it like this, though?
No.
This doesn't work.
Keep it where? What did you say? Jesus, I never should have done that. We spent half the day fucking around with technical shit. But anyway, can we maybe cover this story? Here's what she said. The women's marchers believe they are the majority and indeed do convey the prevailing biases of the mainstream media, which is written for blah, 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 blah. Here it is. They hate authentic marriage. Authentic marriage. That's where mommy stays home and raises the kid and daddy goes to work and fucks his secretary. That's authentic marriage.
Okay, then I hate it too.
Law enforcement. They hate that. Women's marchers hate law enforcement. They hate capitalism, Republicans, American patriotism, Western civilization, which wasn't all that other shit covered in.
So women...
And, of course, Donald Trump and his family. She hate all that shit.
Women's marchers hate all this shit.
Mm-hmm. From the Women's March, yeah. These females, and it's the females, they hate modesty, humility, and sacrifice. So sit down and shut up.
Which asshole was saying all this?
Linda Harvey.
A woman.
Yeah. They claim to be survivors of sexual assault and desperate for dignity. So what better way to express dignity than to flaunt vulgar nicknames for female genitalia via hats? In other words, she's pissed about the pussy hat.
Well, you know, if Donald Trump wouldn't have said what he did about pussies, we wouldn't have the pussy hat.
Yeah, I mean, and what does she fucking care what you call your hat?
I know.
I mean, this is an issue for this fucking woman? These people seem to be mostly frauds and posers. Let's just be frank. No, Linda, you can't fucking be frank. You can't shit all over LGBTQ rights and then call yourself fucking frank, Linda. You can't do that. Pick a fucking side, Linda.
That's
all right.
Funny.
I got a little off. I went a little off there.
You did.
These are the things they love. This is what the women marchers.
The women's marchers love these things.
They love Marxism and Islam. How are those fucking two things? Those two things don't even go together.
No, I don't know what Marxism is, so.
I just don't get it. But Satan loves intentional self-destruction, especially in the name of progress. Dog is one. These women, now, she says this like it's a bad thing. These women love sexual excess.
Woo!
I don't think that's a bad. If you're trying to sell me that these women are people to be stayed away
is
from,
that excess that, sex or?
Who gives a shit?
I like them.
Any way you want to have some excess in that area, I'm in. So I don't think you're going to sell me to stay away from you, Frank. Racism politics. No, that's not racism in common politics. It's racism politics, whatever that is. And attacks on neo-paganism. They love that. And attacks on Christians. So, isn't it time? Here's what she says, because I want your reaction here.
Okay.
Isn't it time to get past the exaltation of the unrestrained womanhood that's denigrating into Christ-hating bloodlust?
Really?
Is it time to do that? Are you Christ-hating bloodlusty?
I'm not Christ-hating bloodlusty.
No. Maybe it's the pussy hat that causes that.
You think it sucks it all out of your head?
Maybe.
Maybe. That's crazy.
What if you had a yeast infection in your pussy hat?
Ew!
I don't know.
That's enough. That's enough of that talk, Bill.
Maybe.
You should be.
If the pro-abortion feminists had their way, our culture would devolve into the worship of a goddess who requires child sacrifice. Really? She's like making up deities now. Just fucking pulling them out of her ass. Like, see, your deity's not as good as mine because I just made yours up. Fuck you, Linda Harvey. And fuck you for fucking with my audio, too, Linda Harvey.
You're going to blame Linda Harvey for your audio.
No, it's fucking Trump's fault. Thanks, Trump.
See,
we can do that for 8 years. Oh, shit.
All right. So, nobody sees this.
We can do that for, what, 4 years. Yeah, that's better. Thank you, Bill. Hey, we're going to try another one with a clip, then, since we actually have the clips working now on some level, somewhere. Okay, here we go.
Who are we listening to this time? Oh, Pat.
Yeah, we got a double Pat Robertson today because there was some shit on climate change.
I love Pat Robertson.
Okay, Pat, are you familiar with the two-quote K fallacy? Really? Now your entire point is you're no better than us. Well, that means you suck too, right? You get that, right, Pat? No, it's not.
No, science? Hello?
And then there's debate.
Even I know that there's science.
Climate change is not unsettled, okay? Climate is changing.
And you don't need a debate about it.
No.
Just read a fucking book.
Well, I mean, if you want to challenge, you know, what it is, where it is, why it is, whatever, you need to come forward with data, not opinions. It's not an opinion question, okay? It's scientific questions are not opinions. It's not your opinion, it's your opinion, my opinion is mine. No, fuck that. Where's your data? Prove it. Now, the data indicates that humans are causing climate change. To what level? To what level might be in debate? But that we're contributing to it? That's not a debate. That's what the data says.
Well, Pat Robertson doesn't even believe that there's any such thing.
He thinks
because it's belief. He doesn't have faith. He doesn't have faith in climate change.
I would say he believes that Data is an android on Star Trek, but I don't give the motherfucker that much credit to be watching Star Trek.
No.
Me. I know. Sunspots are causing climate change. Sunspots are not new.
Science, bitches.
And are they contributing? I don't know. Fuck no. But you know what? I know the greenhouse gases are contributing. Because it's a fucking greenhouse.
Right.
Go inside a fucking greenhouse. Go, shit, it's hot in here. It's called the greenhouse effect for a reason. No.
You know what?
We don't discuss whether shit is true.
This brings me back to where is he from? Because he's going, hey, you know, it was awful hot here this year. So therefore,
right?
He does like we're not getting warmer.
Well, he admits it's the hottest year on record.
Right, in his little like.
But you know, do we really know everything's getting hotter? Pat, it was the hottest year on record. Where's your counter data? Pat, we love you.
We love Pat.
You know, when Pat dies, and actuarial tables say it's got to happen someday when his deal with whatever moral powers is done, we're going to really have a hole in this show.
Yeah, we will.
Yeah.
We'll have to go back to past shows and pull up clips and play stuff. Pat's channeling Trump.
Oh, yeah.
I guess you could say that because Trump doesn't believe in climate change either.
Yeah, but Trump's just dumb. All right, let's do another clip since the clips are working. I'm so happy.
By the way, for all my friends in the chat room, I know you're there and I'm reading all your stuff, but I don't like to interrupt Bill because he yells at me.
I don't yell at you. They can see that I'm not yelling at you. That's not what's wrong.
No, they can't see when your eyes get bigger and you glare at me.
Hey. You know what? The number is 713-955-0575. Just saying. You could call me. But I got to get back to my clip. See, it just drew me up.
See, that's why I try not to bring up the chat.
By the way, since I just started playing the clip out of nowhere, this is Tony Perkins.
Who's Tony Perkins?
He's an anti-LGBT person.
Oh, I don't want to hear him.
And this is a discussion of masculine. Hey, I did feminism from a white right-wing perspective for Linda Harvey. This is masculinity.
Okay.
Okay, first of all,
why are they quote-unquote?
Yeah, there is no quote-unquote.
What the hell is that supposed to be?
Well, you know, because we're listening to these quote-unquote Christians, and they believe in this quote-unquote Jesus, and they believe he had a lot of fucking holes in him and shit. I don't know. Quote-unquote holes, you know? He got quote-unquote crucified. Yeah, like that. Why doesn't it apply? Why doesn't boy apply to a trans boy as well as a boy? Done.
Right.
Done. Winning. Fuck you. And no, why would they be the LGBTQ? I mean, is it a requirement to be gay now to get in? And how the fuck can you be a lesbian in the Boy Scouts? That's what I want to know.
That's true.
I mean, I guess if you're a girl then, you could decide to be a lesbian.
Yeah, we can't let girls in the Boy Scouts.
Oh, I think they do sometimes. Yeah.
But girls have Girl Scouts.
Yeah, but they let girls and boys out sometimes. They actually do. I mean, if they want to do the things that boys are doing.
You know, they could just leave off.
They do
they
different
could just
things.
Leave off boy and girl and just call them fucking scouts.
Yeah, how about we just call them the fucking scouts?
The fucking scouts.
Fucking
that would be
scouts.
That would be good.
Why are these people so hung up on labels? Really, assholes.
Perhaps.
Yeah, thank you, Cigarette. I think it's fucking good.
Perhaps.
So basically, it was the early version of the Hitler Youth. Is that where we're going with this?
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, I don't know. You know, and to turn boys into, you know what? Boys turn into men, that's a function of time, not a function of scouting.
So there's so much shit going on in the chat right
now. I
know. Like, I'm skeptical. Belgrade says, definitely, you probably shouldn't be fucking the scouts.
No, the fucking scouts, not fucking the scouts. You're right. No, because it's not a Catholic organization. So, yeah, you're right. He's absolutely correct on that. So let's listen a little more, because Tony Perkins is about to chime in, and he's a douche.
A douche.
Okay.
Go. Those driving this agenda are trying to
transform America.
Which we are. Hello.
Yeah, you see,
because equality is not a fucking stupid point, and we're trying to make equality happen.
Well, not only that, you can't look, Tony, you're fucking stupid because you can't just say, well, they're trying to transform America like that's a bad thing.
Right.
Because America has been transformed many times by many people. I can think of some founding fathers who did some fucking transforming. You want to bust on them, bitch? What? You got nothing to say, right? You're not going to say nothing about Ben Franklin, are you? No.
My thing is that everything transforms. It's kind of like evolution in a non-scientific form. Everything gets different. Everything evolves. You
my
know?
Thing is,
here goes,
just
more
to
shit
say
happen.
Transformation doesn't lead to it's bad. You have to make the case that, well, this transformation is bad. You can't just say, well, they're trying to transform America. Oh, well, fuck that. You have to make a case that it's a bad transformation because the transformation can be equally good or bad.
Asshole.
The word you're looking for here, my friend, is inclusive.
Yes.
That's what they're looking
Sorry.
For.
Sorry.
Inclusive.
So, I have a problem.
What?
This is empty.
Well, borrow it and bring you more?
I brought you more.
Boy, it sucks to be you. All right, well, you can go.
You
go
listen
your,
to the rest
go
of
get
the
your booze.
I'll go get booze.
I'll work this clip by myself. It's you guys and me, and I can't see the chat room, so... So, I guess by that definition, trans kids, gay kids, girls can't be agents of service in their community. So, only, apparently, little boys can be agents of service. You know, it really pisses me off when Tony Perkins uses words like reason. Like he has a fucking reason for any of this shit. He's not applying reason. And equality is a worthy goal, and he's damn right, it never will stop.
Oh, wait, hold on. You're emasculating manhood because you can't shoot somebody with a water gun.
If your manhood relies on little boys having water gun fights.
That's scary.
You're a Catholic priest.
Oh, that's bad.
That's all there is to it.
That's bad.
Because you know what? Little boys having or not having water gun fights don't do nothing for my manhood. You know what? Water gun fights are not necessary to be a man. What his problem is they have a stereotypical, narrow definition of what a man is, what a real man is. You know, motherfucking John Wayne. Not John Wayne himself, but the characters he portrayed on screen.
Right.
Because apparently John Wayne was actually a pretty liberal guy.
Yeah?
Yeah. So, yeah, they'd hate him now. But that's not true, and we don't have to be locked in that fucking box anymore, and these bastards can't stand it. Because you know what they are? They're like the bullies in the old high school movies, the jocks, because
yeah.
They were the real men, and everybody else was like second-class citizens. And they don't like that nobody else is second-class citizens anymore.
I know, they have to have the second-class citizen to pick on.
Yeah, because you can't pick on somebody for not being the kind of man you think they should be. And that's pretty much the gist of that question and what they have on it. Let's try to do one more thing, and then we'll take a break.
Sure.
You think?
Yeah.
Can you do that? Now checking the phone lines, nothing there.
The chat room is having a good time, though, babe.
Well, I'm
really
so glad.
You know, you should tune the chat room.
Well, if we can ever get the dual screens working for me,
yeah.
Or I can have another screen, then I will put the chat room up on this screen. But I have to do everything on one screen. And I have it up, but I can't really get to it. Joseph Farah, WorldNet Daily Editor, Joseph Farah declared today that human activity can cause climate change, but not through greenhouse gas emissions. Yeah, it's kind of on the climate change thing.
Human activity.
Farah explained in a WND column that God causes climate change in response to sin, pointing to Noah's flood and the destruction of Sodom and Gomorrah. So this thing that doesn't exist, based on these events that never happened, is the cause of climate change. Wait, you ready?
God.
Here it is. While Al Gore and the carbon phobes, we're carbon phobes now, okay? Because we want to, you know, yeah, we like to have water and, you know, we don't like to have fucking hurricanes and shit. They're carbon phobes, okay?
God did it.
Have no evidence to support their dire predictions of imminent doom. Other than computer modeling. Oh, those who take my position actually have more than 6,000 years of biblical and historical patterns along with the inerrant word of God. Biblical and historical patterns.
But that doesn't work if they say 6,000 years.
So maybe it's time for a new bumper sticker. Sin, not carbon, causes climate change.
Wow. Somebody actually said that and was serious?
This guy from WorldNet Daily. I know, it's on unright-wing watch, but, you know, it's worth making fun of.
That's some crazy shit.
Yeah, apparently because God warns Noah, he would send a flood. What? I'm reading this, and I don't know. So God warned Noah he would send a flood, destroy the earth, instructing him to build an ark to his specifications, a large ship on which Noah would preserve the animal kingdom and his own family. So what does that have fucking to do with climate change? Has God come down? Has God physically come down here and said, "Stop fucking each other in the ass" or climate change? Has he said that?
No.
Because no. I assume that's the sin he's talking about. You know, obviously, it's not the ones he commits.
Right.
It's everybody else's sins. So the ones he doesn't commit. The coming climate change would be as radical as the one experienced by Adam and Eve. Okay. The logical.
What? Okay, you know, I almost started to ask what kind of climate change that Adam and Eve went through, but they weren't real.
Okay, and here's his capper. You ready for the capper? In the time of Abraham, the city-states of Sodom and Gomorrah had tried God's patience with a grievous sin. He sent two angels to save Abraham's cousin and his family, setting it on a plane before destroying the place and all life. But we're not Sodom and Gomorrah.
No.
And if you remember that story, and we do because we did it on this show.
Yes.
Abraham chewed his ass down on the first one, was like 50 or like 40 people. What if there's 40 people? What if there's, so you're telling me there's not at least 50? Like, let's start with Abraham's top number. There are not 50 people in the world,
right,
who aren't all sinning. Because if there are, then your Sodom and Gomorrah shit is right out. So that's Joseph Barrow's little thing. We're going
to
take a slight break, especially with all the shit we've been through with this show. And we're going to let you guys listen to the Bible segment.
Yay, Bible.
It was actually quite lovely this time. And yes, maybe I'll look in the chat room while it's playing.
You should.
Yeah, I might.
Are you going to leave the camera off?
Yeah, the camera will stay on, but the mics are going off.
Okay.
Yeah, that really sucks. Yeah, I had it wrong mic connected.
You're right. You can talk. Nobody cares. You should sit. You want to sit? You want to switch?
I got Jenner over here.
Oh, yeah, you did. You're sneezing. Your snoring dog's pissing me off.
Oh, I can hear it.
Sit right next to me. And he disappeared.
On the camera. I'm going to let Maggie out. Are they chatting in there?
Yeah. There's Chris Sampson and John Morgan and Rammer Jammer and Shujin and Skeptical Belgrath. And I don't know who that is. Maybe. Oh, it's cold out there.
Kitty off camera.
Mm-hmm.
They eat.
Huh?
They eat.
Mm-hmm. I don't think we'll see me eat. They said hi to you, by the way. What did he turn down? Babe, you have like a white thing on your face, other side.
What?
You have like a white thing on your face, like this side right here, but the other side. Thank you.
Mojito.
Huh?
Mojito. You know. It worked.
Freaking beagle. You're freaking beagles in here again.
Yep, she's staying, man.
The time? Tom? Run out of room for your bottles, huh? Run out of room for your bottles.
Well, that was the Bible segment. We got two more chapters of Jeremiah done. Hoorah!
Yay!
That
we're
is
so
awesome.
Plugging for Jeremiah. Oh my God.
Jeremiah's terrible.
It is.
It's like not sex. It's like ungood sex.
Susan's talking about getting rid of your load first thing in the morning. How many times? It might be asking for a friend.
You know, and at what point would you be then carrying the load again? I mean, because it could build back up, right? Susie is actually, as you can see, letting the dog out. Susie, let's talk a little bit more about Donald Trump.
Do we have to?
Can the motherfucker possibly piss more countries off? Is there a country that's not pissed at Donald Trump right now?
Let me see.
Because
Mexico, the seven Middle Eastern countries, China,
Australia, Canada.
Wait, Canada's
motherfucking Canada. Well, yeah, because the Quebec thing happened, and then when the ban happened, Canadian Parliament just went off on Donald Trump.
Russia.
They pissed off. Oh, yeah, maybe not Russia.
There you go.
Yeah, because he's sucking Vladimir Putin off. But, please,
can't
come
you
on.
Be in trouble for saying that about the president?
No, no. You can say whatever the fuck you want about the president, except, and this is one of the few exceptions to free speech that exists, and that I agree with, you may not threaten him.
Right.
You may not. That is a crime, and we don't do that.
Right.
Because we just
fucking... yeah. Is that a real
oh, no,
country?
I think they're pissed off.
Like, is that a real country?
But, I mean, Canadians? Are any Canadians on the fucking chat right now? Because are any Canadians listening that want to call in? Because Canadians are, like, ridiculously polite.
Nice people.
They're,
yeah.
They're uber nice. They're, like, nice to the point of, like, giving you a toothache to listen to them.
And now they're pissed.
I mean, these are people, you could walk into their house and shit on their floor, and they would politely ask you to remove it. And Donald Trump is mad to piss these people off. And one of the things that happened in Canada recently was the Quebec shooting.
Right.
Christian, hey, I'm going to say it, because I'm not afraid to say it. Not like Donald Trump, who's afraid to say the fucking words, radical Christian terrorist. That's what that was. Say it with me. Radical Christian terrorist. Went into a mosque and shot six people. Of course, the problem could be that Trump listens to a show called InfoWars with a guy named Alex Jones, who we've had on the show. Now, this is also a rather longer clip, but, and yes, Barbara, you are on camera.
Hi. She said hi.
Yeah, you should wave at the camera as you go live. So I have a clip from InfoWars where Alex Jones is talking about how the Quebec thing might be a false flag attack, like it's bullshit.
Okay.
Yeah, you know, like these people are, I don't know why they're just fucking playing that. I don't know, but let's listen to some of this clip, and I need you to jump in on it. Just wave at me, and everybody else, of course, who's watching.
Yeah, because they're... Chris Sampson says hi, Barbara.
Hi, Chris Sampson.
What?
All right, George Soros has a database where you can hit a button and get to 20 million people. Why am I not on that list?
I don't know.
Why? I mean, if you're paying people to go out there and protest, why, where's my money? Where's my fucking check?
Wow.
Why is George Soros not calling Bill?
I don't know.
Fuck you, George Soros. Because it's bullshit. We got the butts in the air that
okay.
Just don't care.
Look, look, look. I have a problem with this, and I don't know. I don't really give a shit who agrees with me, but I don't like religion, and I don't believe in religion.
Yeah, but it's kind of bigoted to just point out the way they pray.
Right. I'm not going to bust on somebody for the way they have their religion, especially if I'm one of those people that has a stupid fucking religion, too.
Yeah, exactly.
You know?
It's kind of hypocritical when you have stupid... I mean, because we actually kind of do that.
Yeah, but...
I mean, didn't I do a segment on eating Jesus? Like,
yes, but I do it to all of them.
That's true.
They're all fucking stupid. But if you're one of the fucking stupid people,
but you know,
you
butts,
can't do it to other fucking stupid people. It's just
butts in the air and they're... What?
Yeah.
They're object.
They're magnetic object. And,
yeah, like... have you seen all the crosses around the United States with the... guy and he's got the things and he's holding it in his hands and what is that about?
I just don't think it's right. I don't believe in
it. Is really
any of it,
but take those kind of shots. It is. When we do it because we're not above it, but it's hypocritical when people who believe in
that's what I mean.
Bullshit, yeah.
We're not hypocrites. We aren't saying that.
No, because we do. We're equal opportunity.
We're equal opportunity.
We're equal opportunity assholes.
Right.
You owe me a Coke. Okay, let's let them go on because you're going to love this stuff.
I
got to do it. Yeah.
Yeah, it
fucking Quebec. Where the fuck are you from, you dumbass motherfucker? Quebec. It's Quebec. It's a city in Canada. It's not a big giant vagina making a noise. Fuck you. The motherfucking shooter was a Christian.
He wasn't a jihadi.
He's not a jihadi. He was a Christian attacking.
he was
a Christian. I know, and like Canada won't even get pissed at me for that because they're too fucking nice. But Trump, he's crossed the fucking line. Anyway, no, the guy was a Christian. His Facebook page had pictures of him being a crusader and a big cross on the armor and da da da. Onward Christian fucking soldiers and shit. Yeah. But now they're like, oh no, it was all Muslim.
Yeah.
The only people who kill people apparently are fucking Muslims, right?
Right.
Okay, so the Daily Beast got one wrong.
Right.
And they took it down.
Right.
And said, oh shit, we got that wrong. But that doesn't change the fact that the fucking guy who they caught is a fucking white French guy, Christian.
Right.
I know, where'd that fucking come from?
What?
Soros can activate millions of people, the burn down of the cities begins because the Daily Beast got a story wrong.
Yeah.
What? That's because this wasn't a suicide jihad.
Right.
This was a Christian dude with a fucking gun. This was basically a French-Canadian version of a U.S. redneck.
Right.
Not busting on all rednecks. Some of y'all are fucking cool. But but you know the kind of guy with the Trump hat and the fucking button, or we need a wall to keep out them Mexicans. Those guys.
Yeah, just the Canada version of that.
This was the Canada version of that, okay? And was it because of Trump's? Maybe. I mean, maybe Trump and his fucking over-the-top rhetoric.
Traveled to a different country.
Yeah. Influenced it. Sure. Why not? There's no possibility this guy converted to Islam. In fact, he's so Christian.
Wait, they're
saying...
He hated
Islam so much, he shot people.
They're saying that They're trying their hardest to make it seem
like an Islamic
terrorist attack on Muslims.
Right.
Right. New tactic, please.
Which it wasn't.
This is not working.
I know. They're so far out there. I gotta say, that's some stellar fucking research they do on their show. You know, you know, the chess club looking dude on Facebook. The chess, well, thank you for narrowing that the fuck down for me. The chess club looking dude on Facebook. How many fucking chess club looking dudes are on Facebook?
I don't even know what a chess club looking dude is.
I was in chess club. No, I wasn't. But, but it's funny.
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to let him finish up now, 20 seconds. Mohammed Qadir, and that's the end of the clip. Mohammed Qadir was the fucking witness. He was a witness. He saw it happen. And what happened was, this Christian guy, and it was all over his Facebook and social media, he hated Muslims.
Right.
He hated Muslims so much because he's a Christian. Yeah, Jesus.
Yeah, Jesus
went to kill some fucking Muslims.
Right.
Much like a lot of people in our country talk and like Trump talks.
Right.
And while we're on Trump.
No, let's not get on Trump.
I got to say this.
Yeah,
because
but
I've been saying it before, but I want to say it now on the show. Donald Trump has made Americans less safe.
Right.
Donald Trump has made Americans less safe many, many ways. First of all, he pissed off Mexico. How much intelligence? You know what keeps terrorists from coming across the Mexican border? The biggest defense?
Mexicans.
Fucking Mexico. When somebody on the watch list lands in Mexico City, they're flagged, and our Department of Homeland Security gets called. You know why? Because the Mexicans are our friends.
Not anymore.
And they're going to take care. Well, if you keep pissing them off, not anymore.
Oh, no, he's done.
Also, Trump launched his first military raid. And I want to say how disgusted I am with this White House right now. As a veteran, as a retiree, Sean Spicer gets up there and says, it was a successful raid. It was a successful raid by every measure. When you have a dead U.S. SEAL, it's not successful by every fucking measure. When you have a dead 8-year-old girl, it's not successful by every measure. And oh, by the way, I don't know if anybody saw in the news this little girl's, and and that ha-ha's aside for a minute. This little girl's picture. She was adorable. And that is going to be the propaganda picture for ISIS from now until Trump's not in the White House.
Yep. Because Trump killed this girl.
Yeah, Trump killed this girl. Americans targeted this girl. That's the story.
Well, and it's
people,
true.
People will believe it. Well, no, I don't think it's true. I don't think it's true. I don't believe for a minute this is true.
I don't think.
But I believe that the president of the United States, during his campaign, said we have to target families.
They're going to have to target families. So, therefore, they're going to think they targeted this girl.
Right. Because it matters what kind of fucking diarrhea comes out of that man's mouth. And, people say, it doesn't matter what he says. Yes, it fucking matters. And
Americans, to our enemies.
Americans are going to fucking die. More Americans are going to fucking die. Because he ran his fucking mouth. Because he doesn't know what he's talking about. So Steve Bannon to the press, fuck you, man. Donald Trump needs to shut the fuck up until he can learn to control his mouth.
He's not going to, and he doesn't know how.
Yeah, see, the problem is they're spreading all this fear. They're making us less safe through our actions. And when inevitably we are attacked again, they're going to go, see, told you so.
He told you. Yep.
Yeah, because you're fucking called. And mark my words, ladies and gentlemen, here we are. Hasn't happened yet. I'm calling it. Going to happen again. We're going to have another attack. And it's going to be because of Donald Trump. It's going to be because Donald Trump doesn't know what he's doing and can't control his stupid mouth. And now a good chunk of the Middle East, 7 countries of which we've just said to all, the entire population, you are not our friend and we don't trust you, are going to believe that the United States military is targeting children. Targeting children. I'm not denying that children have ever been killed in the past, but it's regrettable and it's something we've always tried to avoid. But they will believe that we're targeting children because the president said so. So that's it on my Donald Trump spiel for tonight.
Well, thanks.
I'm sure in 2 weeks when we come back, I will have a truckload more.
Oh, I'm sure you will.
If we don't have to do an emergency.
We don't have to do a show in the middle because
there's so much. You know, I'm trying not to get mad, though. I'm trying to let go of the anger, but I do get angry. And it's funny because at the Gorsuch thing, remember we were watching the announcement of his nomination?
Yeah.
You kind of set me straight a little bit there. Because you're like, Bill, you're just getting so angry.
Yeah.
And I was thinking about it. I mean, you know why I was angry. I was angry because it was a dirty fucking trick. It was a dirty trick the Republican Senate played to – and the thing was, we're not going to allow a Democrat to – you know, I'll also say – probably a little racist, not going to allow the black guy to nominate any more Supreme Court justices. It wasn't about the people deciding. It wasn't about the election. It wasn't about any of that because when they thought Hillary was going to win, they were talking about how to block her nomination for 4 years.
Right.
So that was a dirty trick. It was sneaky. It was underhanded. But, you know, I do blame the Republicans in the Senate, of course, but I blame the American people. No price was paid. Democrats picked up a couple seats in the Senate, but the American people had the opportunity on November 8th to make them pay for that dirty trick, and they chose not to do it.
Yeah, and look what happened.
And look what happened. So maybe, you know, and congratulations if you chose not to jump in and pay that, or if you voted your conscience. Congratulations. You get your own Scalia for the rest of your life.
Right.
I dealt with my Scalia. He just died. I thought it was over, but nope. If you're in your 20s, yay you. By the time you're in your 50s or 60s, you can get rid of this guy, Gorsuch.
You know, what really pissed me off about the whole Gorsuch thing is they got mad because the Democrats like boycotted some of their other nominations, right? So they can hold up. They can like totally make it not possible for us to nominate our Supreme Court justice.
It magically both parties reversed arguments as soon as Trump took office.
Right.
You know, you're being obstructionist. Never mind the fact that the only reason we're nominating people is because we were obstructionists for a year.
Right.
You know, I get that. It's politics, and they're stupid, and they're hypocritical, and you know. But you kind of put me on to you know calming down a little bit and going, it's politics, and they're stupid, and they're hypocritical. But the American people didn't make them pay. Their supervisors have been laying down on the job.
Yes.
And that's all of us. We're all responsible. We're all responsible for Donald Trump.
He's our president.
He is our president.
You know,
he's accountable to me.
Right.
He's my president, therefore he's accountable to me. But I don't know why. I don't get the not my president thing. You know, he is my president because that's why he has to answer to me. But if we don't hold these people accountable, we can only got ourselves to blame. And did I do everything in the Hillary campaign that I could have?
Yeah.
No. I did a lot.
You did a lot more than in previous campaign.
Oh, I did a ton more than previous campaign. You and I went out, registered voters, and we did phone banking and. But did I do as much as I could have? Could I have found another day? Would that have made a difference? What do you want me to do? Kat's got my pizza. What do you want me to do?
I was going to say, can you please tell me what she's chewing on?
She's eating my pizza. Fucking cat. G-word. Anyway, you keep taking me off the thing, but a cat, man.
Okay, look. I lighten the mood.
I know. I
can't help it because you get all...
I was actually getting mad. You know, I was like, that you pulled me off that anger ledge.
Right.
And I think it's important that everybody find somebody to pull you off that
to
anger.
Pull you off the anger ledge. Because,
you know,
that's
what leads to violence. And that's not a way to win. We got to think about winning now, people.
Yeah.
The side issues, little issues aren't as big. If we don't win, they don't matter. So... you want to be right or you want to fucking win?
I want to fucking win.
So that's pretty much all I got for the show here. I guess we can wrap it up with that.
So,
unless anybody wants.
I want to say really quick thanks to everybody in the chat room.
Yeah, it makes Susie super happy to have the chat going.
For hanging out. Because then I can get distracted and Bill doesn't yell at me.
Yeah, because you're actually doing a fucking job.
Because
you're fucking doing something on this show. Jesus. Anyways.
I try to do what I can. Don't listen to him.
Hey. So, all right, fuck it. We'll go Facebook Live for a little while and see what happens.
Yeah, again?
We can try. I don't know if I can get us to go on that camera, though.
Oh, I don't know. But it's okay if you can't, because people don't need to see me.
People love to see you. Watch. Everybody in the chat room, tell Susie how much you love to see her.
No, that's okay. But yeah, if you weren't there last week when we did, what we did was we went Facebook Live after the show, and it was a big hit. I mean,
yeah, the number one thing we need to be resisting right now, though.
Saying the F word?
No, I'm going back to the beginning. I'm wrapping up. This is a wrap up.
Wrapping up. Okay.
The number one thing we need to be resisting is that Johnson Amendment.
Right.
Don't let them take that protection away from us. Or honestly, I think we're going to be in big trouble. Really big fucking trouble for a long time. But we still have beer.
We still have beer.
That's my happy thought for the end of the show.
So just to run through how to get a hold of us kind of quick. We have our Facebook page, Barm Atheist, where you can do whatever you want on the Facebook page that everybody does. Bill has a Twitter account that is at Chaper079, where he argues with and debates with everybody. If you want show updates, at Barm Atheist is where you go on Twitter. Both of us has our own personal Facebook pages. Bill has Bill Robbins and I have Susie Robbins. And Why don't emails? Yeah.
Emails. Wait for you.
You can email bill.robbins819@gmail.com and mine is sbirry@yahoo.com. We love to hear from people. Thank you guys so much for being in the chat room and thank you for listening to the show. We have a voicemail line too.
We do.
What's that number?
It's 484-532-2004. And hey, if you're listening on this on the blog talk site and we're not live, you might want to check out our Podbean site or use a podcatcher because what I do is I level it all out and I clean up a little and I put it on Podbean usually the next day.
Yeah, so it's really cool because
you'll get if you want a better audio quality, it'll be on there.
Better the second time. Sorry.
I'm not saying it's better. I'm saying some people listen after.
I said it was better the second time.
And if you want to hang out with us, 21st, 22nd, 23rd of April, we will be at ReasonCon 3. And we unofficially open ReasonCon. What we do is we get there about lunchtime-ish. As soon as they let us in our room, on at Bar Room Atheist, I'm going to tweet out a room number. Just going to be a number. But those of you in the know and following that Twitter, come by our room. Have a drink.
Yep.
All
bring
right.
A beer, have a beer, or whatever. We'll be there.
With that, I'm Bill.
And I'm Susie.
Saying, stay reasonable, my friends. That's the wrong clip.
What? Did you drop the...
I misclicked. I misclicked. Click the file below it.
Ah. Did you turn off the video yet?
No. It's all cheer. Order me up a whiskey and beer. You ask me why I'm writing this poem. Some call it a tavern, but I call it home. Fuck you, I'm drunk. Fuck you, I'm drunk. Pour my beer down the sink. I've got more in the trunk. Fuck you, I'm drunk. Fuck you, I'm drunk. And I'm going to be drunk till the next time I'm drunk.
You cannot.
Giving me option, you say I must choose between you and the liquor. Well, I'll take the booze. Been on Western down to the South Side.
Fuck you, I'm drunk. Pour my beer down the sink. I've got more in the trunk. Fuck you, I'm drunk. Fuck you, I'm drunk. And I'm...
We're a success.
Well, for a few people anyway, yeah, I like it. And we always said we didn't need a lot, right?
One or two.
Yes, a few.
Did you turn off the video yet?
End episode. Yeah.